Gold with me. In der Morning Show am Nachmittag seid ihr bei Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt eine tolle kanadische Band im Berghain, Austra der Name. Und Katie, die Frontfrau mit der tollen Stimme, ist jetzt bei uns zu Besuch. Das Konzert ist komplett ausverkauft, schon lange. Und wir freuen uns sehr, dass wir euch auch gleich dann noch mit auf die Gästeliste bekommen. Herzlich willkommen bei Flux FM. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you.
I just asked you about the Berghain and you said you had your first gig 4 years ago. Was it the first European gig actually then?
I think we had played some European gigs previously, but this was kind of like the biggest show that we had played in Europe up to date when our new record came out.
Yeah, and I think it will fit perfectly because I saw you some years ago at Coco's in London.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great show.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was my first Austra concert. Friends mm-hmm. came to me and said, come on, we go to Austra. And it was really, also total Hammer. Es ist sowieso eine tolle Location. Das Coco ist so ein altes Theater mit rotem Samt. Und wenn dann Katie mit ihren Leuten da steht und vorne, you were standing out front with your, I think, keyboard and your high shoes, and there were umbrellas, and the sound was really great. Do you remember every concert you ever did, or is this, or certain, only certain?
Maybe I blocked
cities.
Some of them out, but but definitely I remember Coco and I remember Berghain. Those were two very, very big, important concerts for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which are blocked out? Which ones are blocked out?
I don't know. I blocked them out. I couldn't tell you.
For no reason. Yeah. So we can read about you that you live a little bit from the suitcase. You have an apartment right now. Is it where is it exactly in?
I'm in Toronto right now.
In Toronto. Mm-hmm. But there was one in Montreal as well.
There was. Always yes. I move around a lot.
But only in Canada moving around.
Yeah. I mean, I travel so much that I guess Canada has always been my home base.
Yeah. What about Vancouver? Have you lived there?
No.
You would never go to Vancouver.
No, never, never go to Vancouver.
Why?
Well, I won't get into details.
Okay.
But I guess Vancouver is, it's just too expensive. I'll just say that. Mm-hmm. It's very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So living out of a suitcase, the most important thing that you always have in there, which will always be in there. Your shoes, they were so big. You wore them in London. Like, you must have 3 suitcases only with shoes when you travel around.
I actually have opted for smaller shoes and for less shoes so I can fit other things. So I guess the most important thing I have is I have like a little studio that fits in my suitcase. Mm-hmm. It's just made of, you know, my computer, a little interface, and a little keyboard that's about the size, like half the size of my arm.
Okay.
And so I can just kind of pull it out and like do anything I want anywhere.
And the airport, you will always be checked because of the suitcase.
Yeah.
Yeah,
always, definitely.
So tell us about your great voice, which you trained probably from the beginning of your life, then when you were studying.
Yeah, from like definitely quite early, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And any other things that you do singing all the time, or is it enough making so many concerts all around the year that you are, you know, that your vocal cords are in shape?
I think it's enough. Just doing concerts, pretty much. That's pretty much all the vocal training that I need. I probably should be warming up because I think as you get older, it gets harder, but I haven't started doing that yet. Mm-hmm. So I usually just let myself warm up by singing a few songs
really?
On stage and then
really?
By the third song I'll be warmed up.
Krass. Also sie macht gar kein Warming up oder singt sich ein, sondern sie geht auf die Bühne, spielt die ersten Songs und singt die ersten Songs und das ist dann das Einsingen. But it works right from the beginning.
Yeah, it definitely works.
Yeah.
I just won't sing like the really hard ones at the beginning.
Yeah.
I'll have some a little bit easier ones.
But I heard from a band from Scotland that was here that they saw in a video with Bon Jovi that mm-hmm. When he tries to warm up and there are other artists next door when there's a festival or so and he wants to warm up, then he screams into a towel so that no one can hear.
That's a really smart idea.
You know, like,
yeah, because warming up is kind of mortifying. It's really embarrassing, especially at a festival, you know, when everybody's trailers are next door. You don't want to be the one who's doing like arpeggios.
La, 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 la.
Exactly.
But what would be a warming up sound when you do it? Just 10 seconds. 5 seconds.
Oh, you want me to sing?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
No, for warming up, what do you do?
Oh, I don't do anything. But if I did do something, I would probably just, you know, it's good to just do some like ahs and hums and little scales, that kind of thing.
Yeah. That like the Breakwood Glass until that point.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Sehr gut. Mhm. Wir hören rein in die jüngste Platte von Austra. Da haben wir das Stück Home und dann gleich auch noch ein ganz neues Stück von der aktuellen EP. Jetzt aber erstmal Home. Heute Abend im Berghain. Wir schreiben euch auf die Guestlist. Home von Austra. Die kanadische Band spielt heute auf im Berghain. Ich glaube, das passt perfekt, der Sound und die Location. Und Katie hat ja gerade auch schon gesagt, vor 4 Jahren haben sie ihr allererstes Konzert im Berghain gespielt. Also ein bisschen, how do you say, close circle when you come tonight to the Berghain again? Or have you played several times?
Full circle.
Full circle, yeah. Full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's the second time for you playing.
It is the second time, yes.
Okay, sie ist aus Toronto und wohnt jetzt auch wieder dort in Toronto. Do you see your family often when you have moved back to Toronto now? It's like, Katie, come over, I baked some cake and you have to come.
Yeah, I do actually. It is a big difference to be back home in Toronto because there's just always an excuse to see your family.
Yeah.
You know, every few days it's like, oh, we're doing this. And, you know, it's nice to be around them for a bit, but I probably won't live there forever.
What about skiing in wintertime? Are you a professional skier?
Definitely not.
No?
No. There's not really any mountains near Toronto.
Okay.
You have to drive at least 7 or 8 hours to get to something.
Okay, that's too far away.
Yeah.
Geography, D.
Yeah.
Sorry. But what can you do when there's 20 minus degrees in wintertime? What do you do?
You stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in Canada has like a really, really, really big parka that goes down to your knees. Mm-hmm. And you wear long johns and you wear long john top and you have to wear hat, earmuffs, gloves, just everything. Just the works if you want to go outside.
Also das sind ja wirklich Temperaturen, da friert man sich den Hintern ab. Denn minus 20 Grad im Winter locker über 2 Monate hinweg, sagt sie, es kann richtig, richtig kalt werden und natürlich muss man sich dann auch schön einpacken. Heute Abend also werden viele Songs gespielt von Austra, sind insgesamt 4 Menschen auf der Bühne. Sie sagt, das wechselt immer so ein bisschen. Ihre gute Freundin Maya wird aber auf jeden Fall dabei sein. So Maya, you know for a really long time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she introduced you a little bit to more electronic music than you experienced before in your parents' house, like not classical stuff?
Yeah, when I first met Maya, we were in a band, kind of like a Riot Girl band, guitar band together. And at that time, we had both been studying classical music, but Maya was also into a lot of like European electro music. At that time, it was like Tiesto.
Yeah.
When we were like seven, when she was like 17 years old, you know, she was into that kind of, she was always into like trance and all that stuff. And then we've kind of, I suppose, developed our tastes in electronic music together over the years.
Also durch ihre Freundin, die sie seit vielen, vielen Jahren kannte, hat sie eher so den klassischen Zweig verlassen, obwohl die beiden damals klassische Musik zusammen studiert haben und dann ist sie auch eher auf den elektronischen Geschmack gekommen und somit machen sie seit vielen Jahren schon zusammen Musik. Und 2 weitere Herren, 2 more guys on stage?
Yep.
Genau, sind heute Abend mit auf der Bühne. Habitat ist ja die jüngste EP, die es von Austra gibt. Eine weitere Platte ist in der Mache, aber das wird jetzt noch nicht verraten, wann es soweit sein wird. So with Habitat, you had some time to relax, not the pressure with an album, just do whatever you wanted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the song Habitat, which was written or created a couple of years ago before you...
Yeah, Habitat was almost on their first record, Feel It Break. And then it was just too different to be on the second record. And then we just had this song that we never released. So we were like, oh, I guess we'll do an EP.
Yeah. And you pushed it. And then last year was time.
It happened.
Es war fällig. Mm-hmm. Sehr gut. Da hören wir jetzt rein. Und wir schreiben euch jetzt auf die Gästeliste 030 2000 9000 030 2000 9000. Berghain ist komplett ausverkauft. Aber Flux FM setzt euch noch schnell auf die Gästeliste für ein ganz, ganz tolles Konzert mit einer wunderbaren Sängerin, die bei uns zu Besuch war. Katie Stelmanis. Did I pronounce that right?
You did.
Sehr gut. Dann have a great concert tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank
Always
you for having me.
Always sold out. How do you do that?
I don't know. We get lucky in Berlin, I guess.
Wir hören Habitat und ihr seid heute Abend hoffentlich mit bei Austra. Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you
See
very much.
See you next
much.
Time. Deep down.